Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're here for this show. That was a bad start. I just kind of blanked. I had something for this, and then I just...
Just blanked.
Yeah, it really didn't go too well. What's going on, everyone? This is Against the Grain. My name is Keegan.
My name's Jenna.
And we do this every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, in case you're listening from...
Central.
Or in Europe or something. If you are, then I don't know how you found us, but I'm very glad for it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I really had an opener for this that I was thinking of all day, and as soon as I got to it, I just blanked, and that's how my day's going.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I felt like the feeling this was a good opener, though.
I think so. It made up for it.
You don't really like his voice, though.
That's okay. You know, you just block out the voice, the rest is good.
Well, okay. We'll go with that. What's going on, everyone? I hope you had a great week this past week. I know a lot of people have midterms and all the stressful stuff going on. I'm trying not to... do that.
Have a midterm?
No, I'm just trying not to do the work entirely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because that's how well I am. How good I am at doing my work. Again, I had a topic for this, and I really just keep blanking. This room is really hot, so I think it's throwing us both off.
I think so, too. I think, honestly.
It's like minus five outside, and then it's like 45 in here.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's great. A sweat lodge.
Yeah. I had a cold over the weekend, so in case I cough a couple times and I sound like I'm dying, it's because I am. So hopefully that doesn't get in the way, but today I got something kind of special in its own funky sort of way. Last year, every show that I did something called Music History, where I'd go through each band, or I'd pick a band for each show, and granted, this is when it was like 2 hours long, so I had to fill the time with something. I'd pick a band that I really liked, and I'd just talk about them for like 5 minutes, sometimes a little bit more. I even did a whole show on Linkin Park, so I'm sure...
That's not surprising.
No,
really.
It's not surprising at all. But I talked about them for a very, very, very long time. Today, I'm bringing it back because I thought it was a lot of fun and it was a cool thing to talk about. And apparently it's interesting.
Hopefully.
Apparently you learned something from it. So today, we are going to be talking about one of my favorite bands. I think I've mentioned four of my five favorite bands in the past minute and a half. Do you know that?
I haven't been keeping track, but...
Linkin Park, Arkells. Oh, no, only three. Anyways, I'm going to shut up now. We're doing it on the Arkells today because they just put out an album on October 19th called Rally Cry. And that has been a long time coming. They've been planning this since, I think, the beginning of the year. They've been working on this album. It's really solid. It's, in my opinion, it's the best work that they've ever done. I'm just really excited about it. We're going to play one of their songs after I get to this music history, but I'm going to shut up and do that now. Yeah?
Let's go.
Okay, let's do it. All right, so the Arkells, they are a Canadian rock band from Hamilton, Ontario, whose first album, Jackson Square, was released in 2008. All five original members met at McMaster University, and the band name came from Arkell Street, where they lived and practiced.
Makes sense.
Right? Their first major tour was opening for Matt Mays in 2008, after the release of their debut album. And then 2 years later, the Arkells had won a Juno for Best New Rock Band, so 2010. And were also selected to open for them Crooked Vultures at the Air Canada Center.
Oh,
that
wow.
Band consists of Dave Grohl, Josh Homme, and John Paul Jones from
Led
Zeppelin. 2011, Michigan Left was released, and the song Whistleblower made it big, debuting on NHL 13. Keyboardist Dan Griffin, however, chose to leave the band to go back to school.
Oh.
He's probably kicking himself right now.
Definitely.
And was replaced by Anthony Carone. Along with their new member, the Arkells won another Juno for Group of the Year in 2012, continuing on their growing streak of success. High Noon was released in 2014 and saw the Arkells, well, some of their greatest hits. You probably heard at least two of these, Jenna.
All right, test.
Come to Light, I said and saw some of the greatest Arkells hits come to light.
Oh.
As if they came to light, but it's one of their songs. It's called Come to Light.
Oh, okay, I see.
I put Not Funny in brackets beside that. Songs like Leather Jacket, Never Thought That This Would Happen, 1111, and Come to Light. Again, in 2015, the Arkells won the Juno Awards for both Group of the Year and Rock Album of the Year. So 7 years into the band, they racked up five Junos.
Yeah, wow.
Not bad. 2016, Arkells started getting much bigger very quickly. The release of Morning Report developed an even larger fan base and actually saw the Arkells play Homecoming Week at Laurier, which was my homecoming week, and that was just the greatest thing ever. You got Panda.
Yeah, I'm just a little bit jealous, just slightly.
Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. And then they also, they played Cops Coliseum, I think for the first time on that tour, which was probably one of the biggest shows that they had played at that point. And so, like, that's an OHL-sized arena, like the odd, and so it's pretty big, but it's not crazy. I think they had, I want to say 8,000 people, so that's pretty decent.
Yeah.
But early in 2017, the band just exploded. After witnessing the women's march following the inauguration of Donald Trump in the States, Max Kerman, who's the frontman, he wrote the song called Knocking at the Door, which sat at the top of Canadian charts for 14 weeks straight. Number one spot. Not bad.
Yeah.
And it became a Canadian anthem pretty much overnight. It served as promotional material for all the Toronto sports teams and even birthed an impromptu trip to the Olympics in 2017, where Canada instantly embraced the band. Because, I mean, if all the Olympians endorse, you know, a group of guys playing music, then, I mean, everybody's going to kind of rally behind it. Speaking of rally, their show, called The Rally, happened on June 23rd, 2018, where the band performed to 24,000 fans. Oh, I choked. 24,000 fans.
You're joking up.
Yeah, that's fine. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
There was their biggest arena. Well, it's not even an arena. It's a football stadium. But a biggest show yet at Ivor Wynne Stadium in Hamilton, rivaling numbers put up by Pink Floyd in 1975 when the band amassed 50,000 fans in Hamilton at that same stadium.
Yeah, that's nuts.
But I mean Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
Right. The show set up the basis for the Arkells' new single, People's Champ, also about Donald Trump. They don't really like him. And their newest album, Rally Cry, was released on October 19th, 2018. The Arkells will set out on a Canadian tour with Lord Huron next February, playing some of the biggest venues in each Canadian city they play. They're also playing in Kitchener at The Odd, and I'm not going to be able to see it, so I'm going to start crying as soon as we cut to music here in a second, just because I just reminded myself, and I'm not happy about it. The Arkells are Max Kerman, Nick Dyka, I always forget how to say it, Mike DeAngelis, Anthony Carone, and Tim Oxford, and they deserve all of the success that comes their way. They have gone so far in 10 years. I'd argue that they're probably the biggest Canadian band.
Well, yeah, right well, now. Like, I just looked them up earlier today when I saw that you were going to do this write-up on them, and in my head, they seem like they've been famous for so long, and I looked them up on Spotify.
It's been, like,
I'm like,
2 years.
Yeah, I was like, 3 years. Whoa, they only basically have a 10, maybe 12-year career.
They've been out since 2006, but they've only had music out since 2008.
Right, so yeah, 10, which
so it's pretty nuts.
Yeah.
But granted, if you think about it in, like, Beatles terms, they were a band in 59 or 57.
True, true.
59 or 57.
Ooh.
I know.
I should know this for trivia.
I'm not saying they're the Beatles, by the way. I'm just...
Yeah, no, definitely, yeah.
It's 57 or 59. Their first album was out in 61.
Yes.
And they had albums out through... But you know what I mean? They had, like, a 13-year career.
Yeah.
And they did the same thing in a shorter amount of time.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was just amazing how good the Beatles are. I'm going to shut up now because that took a lot longer than I thought it would. I'm going to play one of the Arkells' new tunes. It's called Hand Me Downs. It's off of their new album, Rally Cry. Everybody thank Jenna for sitting in there where I talked for 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's okay.
Just a little
silent clap.
No, just whatever. I'm going to shut up now. Hand Me Downs off of the Arkells' Rally Cry coming up right now. Coldplay with Yellow from Parachutes, 2000. Really good album, and you're probably wondering, why is he playing Coldplay? I had a very interesting conversation with someone last week, and we were talking about some of her favorite music, and Coldplay came up.
Really?
As one of their favorites.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I can't speak. Oh, my God. I just start having to cough, and then I try to hold it back, and it just doesn't go well. They're saying Coldplay is one of their favorite bands of all time. So I was like, yeah, I haven't heard some Coldplay in a while.
Yeah, they're good.
So, yeah, there's some Coldplay. Coldplay with Yellow, and before that we had Hand Me Downs, Arkells from Rally Cry from 2018. The topic I have here, I came up with because I'm a victim of it in the past couple days. Now, it's not bad, don't worry, you're probably thinking like, oh God. You know when you're trying really hard to get work done, and you know that you should be getting work done, but there are just so many other things you'd rather be doing?
Of course.
I had an essay due last night.
Uh-huh.
At 12, and I just didn't do it.
Oh no.
Because the new season of Daredevil's out.
No.
I just didn't do it. And it was because I was looking at it and I'm like, I just don't at all want to do this.
Yeah.
So does it happen to you where you're just like, Netflix is horrible for this for me because once I get hooked on something, I can't stop doing it. My mic was not close enough this entire time.
Oh yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, and it doesn't even matter if I'm fully interested in it. So, you know, something comes out, you get into it and that's just... Oh, you know,
yeah.
you're a mess.
I'm a mess today.
I mean, like, I can't tell you how many times I have things to do and I'm like, oh, you know, I'll just rewatch The Office for the 15th time.
Well, yeah.
You know.
Why not? It sucks because I don't know what in my brain goes, this is a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
It's just the worst thing ever. Although, new season of Daredevil is fantastic. I'm almost done, but I do have to finish this essay tonight. So I'm like, maybe I can finish the essay before... I do that.
Maybe.
It's only a couple percent deduction. It's not that big of a deal. You still get like a 90 on it. And,
That's true. You might be optimistic a little.
Still an A, so yeah. That's one way to look at it. But yeah, I find it's a big problem.
Oh, for sure.
There's, like, nothing else can distract me except Netflix.
Or you get into, like, a YouTube hole. I don't know if you do that, but that doesn't happen to me anymore. For me, that happens a lot.
Really? Like,
yeah,
what, like,
for sure.
What kind of stuff? Because that hasn't happened to me in a very long time.
A lot of it is super music-oriented. Like, you get on an interview, some band, doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, Robert Plant interview, and then all of a sudden, you just sort of go, it's a slippery slope. And
well, it's all it takes is one topic, too, for you to be like, okay, yeah, I'm hooked.
Oh, for sure.
Because I know, like, all the time, like, I used to sit down, watch one Foo Fighters interview, and then just watch, like, a trail of them.
Oh, yeah.
Just for no reason. I'm like, oh, it's 5 in the morning.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Maybe not that bad, but...
but close.
It was close enough, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It happens. It's bad. It's pretty much all I had for it. I was just saying it sucked.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I mean, you know, it's like, what did Michael say when he discovered YouTube? He didn't work for 3 days.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
So what? I wake up 15 minutes before I have to. I put bacon on the grill. It's like waking up with a fresh smell of bacon. Next, I actually have kind of something interesting. Last week, there was a band that reached out, a local-ish band. They're from Burlington. And I'm pretty sure that I've actually heard some of their music before. But I was giving it a listen, and I really wanted to share it on the show. The band is called Big Lonely, and they are from Burlington. They have a little description of their band, which I thought was kind of cool. Big Lonely is a testament to the resilience of friendship and hardship, with a tendency to transform open sores into hard-hitting indie rock and a consistently honest edge. Close friends navigating the distance and complexity of growth. With the 2 releases under their belt since forming in 2012, Big Lonely has another full-length album up their sleeve, which is Bad Magic.
Wow.
That's pretty deep.
Yeah, that's quite the bio.
But it's actually very intriguing.
Yeah.
But yeah, Bad Magic came out October 12th, I believe, which would have been 10 days ago. So it's very recent. But it's a really, really, really cool album. I described them as like Cage the Elephant mixed with something else. And like it kind of fits. But you're going to be able to... you're going to be able to hear for yourself in just a second here, because I'm going to play something from their album here. It's called Up My Sleeve. It was one of my favorites. I listened to the whole thing and I loved it. Up My Sleeve is definitely my favorite song on the entire record. So shout out to those guys. Shout out to Taylor. Thank you very much for reaching out. You guys are really, really solid, and hopefully everybody enjoys this as much as I do. And right after that, we're going to play some Coin, and then we're going to get to some music news.
Awesome.
Cool?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Up My Sleeve by Big Lonely off of Bad Magic. Coin with Talk Too Much from How Will You Know. Found out about that song through my buddy Alex from the band. He heard it from Hugo Alley, I'm surprised I've never talked about them with you. Really great local band that we know, and they covered it all the time live, from what I understand. They do an awesome job.
Yeah, it'd be fun to cover for sure.
Yeah. And I actually got to show you Hugo Alley now because they're unreal. Shout out. Yeah, so we had Coin with Talk Too Much and Up My Sleeve by Big Lonely. Big Lonely. Why can't I speak today? Big Lonely are a bunch of guys from Burlington. Really great music. I wish I could actually play more of their stuff, but I feel like it would just... I can't really just play one artist.
You could.
I mean, I could.
One day.
Nobody can tell me no. I mean, you could.
I mean, you
could tell
you.
No. Okay, nobody could... I'll just shut up. Nobody could stop me, technically. Anyways, music news. Do you want to do that?
Sure.
I've been talking a lot.
What is the... okay. I know a couple of the music news.
I might add on to the first one, but...
Yeah, I just read today that ELO announced a North American tour for 2019, which was kind of bittersweet since I saw them over the summer, and I felt like I really, you know, got it in, like, their last tour.
Yeah,
and, you know,
they're
whatever.
Not coming back.
Exactly.
Just kidding. We're doing it again next summer.
Yeah, exactly how that goes. Mariah Carey, get excited.
Great.
I won't be going to that.
No.
The 1975 and Disturbed also have tours coming up. And then in homage to what we just had earlier, the Arkells just announced a Canadian tour that you will not be here for.
Thank you.
Yep. It's okay. You can live vicariously. I'll send you pictures. Yeah, and then new, I'm assuming these are albums. Yes, yeah. New albums from The Arkells, Disturbed, and Greta Van Fleet.
I'm sure there's other stuff, but...
There might be. Lots of Ozzy Osbourne business.
Yeah, what's something about him? What did he have in his thumb?
I don't know. Something, a staff?
Staff, oh yeah, I had a couple of staff infections in his thumb. It's like, great, this is news.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's enthralling stuff, really, when you think about it.
It would be nasty, I mean...
Just, I've never understood why, like, I get if someone's, like, deathly sick, like, someone really important or famous or whatever is, like, deathly sick, and people are like, so-and-so's in the hospital for this and that. It's like, someone has an infection in their thumb. Like, leave them alone. It's not like...
Exactly,
it's not like Iommi, where he got his fingers chopped off and...
But Ozzy's dramatic, so...
He's pretty funny, though.
He is. He's entertaining.
Did you see his show with his son?
I think maybe
it was just him and his son, Jack. No, it wasn't, like, the, shit. It wasn't the is it Meet the Osbournes? No. Is it the Osbournes?
I don't know.
I sound stupid. I should really know this. Anyways, they have...
I love Sharon.
She is pretty great.
She's my fave.
She keeps everybody in check.
She does.
That guy would be gone without her.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's already gone, but...
More gone.
He'd be more gone. Anyways, yeah. Now I'm just going off on tangents. Real quick, because I want to get all your music in. We kind of split it half and half today. Ideal way to study. If you were sitting down to study, what would you be doing while you're studying?
What would I be doing
while
I'm
studying?
Yeah,
can you just talk for the rest of the show? Because I can't.
It might be because of all the Daredevil.
That, maybe.
Could be. okay, so what would I be doing while I'm studying?
Yeah, like if you're sitting down to study, like what has to be like around you, like what do you have to be doing? Because I know for me, like, there's only two places I can study, so
I mean, I usually go somewhere where I have no distractions, no Daredevil, because I do not have the self-control. But
apparently neither do I.
I do need snacks.
Okay.
Always
snacks.
Okay. Always snacks and always coffee for sure.
Okay. But that's it.
Pretty
much. You could, like, be sat down anywhere. If you have no distractions, you have coffee and snacks and you're good to go.
Exactly. Yeah. Are you high maintenance?
I'm kind of, like, see, the thing is I don't study, so this question doesn't even apply. No, it has to be very particular, because my thing is I get distracted by everything.
Oh, yeah.
So my favorite place to study is in my room, mm-hmm. with all my records and everything, but I've got my computers, I've got my guitars, I've got everything in that room.
Yeah.
So it's also the worst place to study.
Exactly.
Because I just get distracted. Every 5 minutes, I just pick up my guitar and I start playing that for half an hour. Yeah. And then I get nothing done. So that's my favorite place to study, with records on, you know, coffee and everything like that. But if I actually need to get something done, I have to not take my laptop with me.
Mm-hmm.
Or I literally have to print off my notes, take them to the library, put my phone, actually probably be better off just not charging it.
Yeah.
And just going with my phone dead, and then I can focus, because then there's no distractions.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if there's something that can distract me, is it Murphy's Law?
Yes. Yeah, I don't know what it is exactly, but it's basically, yeah, there you go, Murphy's Law for distraction. If something can distract you, it will.
I think that if something can go wrong, anything that can go wrong will go wrong, yeah.
Exactly.
So that's basically me with studying. It's awesome. Anyways, do you want to introduce the next two songs?
Because sure.
They're kind of indie. They're actually kind of different for you.
Yeah, I was trying to mix it up.
Yeah, okay.
I have a lot of indie bands that are close to my heart as well. The first song is Don't Leave Me Now by the Apache Relay. And it is, I believe, 2014, maybe? I think so.
It's not my song.
I'm pretty sure. You're right. This is my responsibility. Sorry. And the second one is Money On It by Together Pangea, who I don't know terribly well, but the few songs I do know are really good. And they're recent. This song is from 2017. So, yeah, they're pretty great.
Cool. No, but I just thought it was different, because usually you're more old school. So I was like, oh, these are
I know,
newer
mixing
bands.
Mixing it up today.
It's weird.
Only today.
Yeah, only today. From now on, it's just going to be John Lennon.
Yeah, exactly.
Just purely John Lennon. Yeah, so we're going to play...
Yeah, Don't Leave Me Now.
Bye.
The Apache Relay.
Okay, when's it from? A storm is blowing in tonight. And we are back after Money On It from Together Pangea, and whatever.
It's a cool name.
Yeah, no. You, Pangea, it's cool. It's earthy. It's not earthy, because earth is earthy.
Kinda,
I guess it is earthy.
Continental.
Never mind. Don't Leave Me Now by the Apache Relay. And I totally forgot to do something earlier, because it's the first day that I've had to do this, but I've got to play it now, and then I've also got to play it at the end of the show because I said I was going to do it at the beginning of the show, but I got too hyped up about Blink, and so that's how that went. But we got a quick little message here from a great little shop down in Cambridge that I'm very much a fan of, and they've been open since, I think, last year. They're a great little record store. It's called Forges. I've been out there a couple times. It's really, really, really nice. Have you?
No, I haven't.
You're not from here. You wouldn't.
No. But I'm going to have to go visit now.
Yeah, now you have to go visit. We got a quick little message from them. They're really, really great. And yeah, give them a check out. Anyways, well, I'll do my own PSA then,
since
the file didn't work. Forges Record Store, check them out. They're out, I think it's down in Galt. I'm pretty sure. There's three areas of Cambridge, so it's like kind of confusing.
Yeah.
But no, they're really great. The guys out there have been super helpful. I think I got two of my Alexis on Fire records out there. I even got a Foo Fighters record out there. And I think I got a Blink record out there. And Britt, our station manager, was just saying how she bought a record player out there earlier too.
Nice.
No, they're a really great store. They got a nice little listening station out in the back there. Really awesome guys. So you got to check them out. We'll have the ad working for next week. Apparently the file was just corrupted, so that's cool. Or it just didn't load onto the computer. I'm not really too sure, but Fortress Record Store, Cambridge, check them out. They're awesome. We're going to play more music now because we're kind of running out of time. Can I play that one first?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. It's actually been a year.
Yeah, like I know.
I think like 2 weeks ago.
A little over a year. Yeah, because it was right by Reading Week. Right. Really kind of put a damper on things.
I didn't play any hip.
Oh, that's okay. I'll get over it.
No. Like, I know you'll get over it, but like, anyways, we're going to play a Tom Petty song real quick, and then we'll play something by The Faces and Motley. I think we'll actually call it now and then just play the music.
Yeah, for sure.
We got Into the Great Wide Open by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers coming up. Tom Petty passed away about roughly a year ago, I think October 5th, 6th.
I think
it would have been his birthday yesterday.
Yeah, right,
but
right,
He passed away last year, so that was a pretty big one. And then 2 weeks later, actually, Gord Downie passed away too. So it was a pretty rough couple weeks for music, but we're going to play some Tom Petty for you. So that kind of worked out without us even knowing.
Yeah, definitely.
There you go. Then we got All the Young Dudes by, I can never pronounce that.
Mott the Hoople.
Okay, cool. And then Ooh La La by The Faces. Hopefully we'll get to all of them here, but we're going to sign off now because it's hot.
Yeah,
and it's 10 minutes and we got a bunch of music to play. Hopefully, another thing. Hopefully people went out and voted today. Municipal elections, I think, across all
Ontario.
I think
so, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's a mandated day. Those are a big thing. They may not seem that important, but definitely are, you know, LRT stuff here. Garbage pickup, where you're from.
Yeah, exactly.
It really depends. We got John Tory was elected back in Toronto. Dave Jaworski reelected in Waterloo, and Barry Rabinick, I think that's how you pronounce it, was reelected back to Kitchener. Those are just some of the names. Norm Kelly was voted out, I think, of Mississauga. A lot of people are happy about that. I'm not really too
I don't know about it.
So, you know. Anyways, I got to shut up because we have music to play. Thank you very much for tuning in today. Do you got anything to say?
Do I have a great sign-off? No, not yet. I should work on that.
You should work on that.
You should work on your intro, so, you know.
Ow. Unnecessary. We got to start doing like a thing where we have like you do the color commentary at the end, and I just
for sure
do, you know, the regular broadcast.
yeah.
Start chiming in like what's his name, Andy Richter. On Conan.
Yeah.
That's what we're gonna start doing. Kate, tell me to shut up. No. Okay.
You're right.
Anyways, Into the Great Wide Open by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Thank you very much for tuning in, and we'll do it again next week. We might actually have an interview next week too.
Oh, awesome!
Which we might get to do live, so you might get to ask questions for once.
Nice.
I know. The grilling from my end just ends up in me not being able to talk properly, and it's not good. Okay, I've spent 3 minutes doing this now. Into the Great Wide Open, Tom Petty, All the Young Dudes, Mott the Hoople, and maybe some faces, if not. We'll push it back again to next week because it keeps getting cut off. But have a great night. Thank you very much for tuning in. Jenna says thank you, too.
I do.
She does. I'm speaking on behalf of her now. I'm shutting up. Oh, my God. Have a great night. Take care. We'll see you next Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern.